Translation. I was very much attached to these sages. I was gentle in behavior, and all my sins were eradicated in their service. In my heart, I had strong faith in them. I had subjugated the senses, and I was strictly following them with body and mind. These are the necessary qualifications of a prospective candidate who can expect to be elevated to the position of a pure, unadulterated devotee. Such a candidate must always seek the association of pure devotees. One should not be misled by a pseudo-devotee. He himself must be plain and gentle to receive the instruction of such a pure devotee. A pure devotee is a completely surrendered soul unto the personality of Godhead. He knows the personality of Godhead as the supreme proprietor and all others as his servitors. And by the association of pure devotees only, one can get rid of all sins accumulated by the mundane association. A neophyte devotee must faithfully serve the pure devotee, and he should be very much obedient and strictly follow the instructions. These are the signs of a devotee who are determined to achieve success even in the existing duration of life. Seems very nice instruction for all of us. I did Narad Muni saying, I was very much attached to those sages. That means Narad Muni is instructing Vyasadeva, his disciple. I was gentle in behavior. All my sins were eradicated in their service. In my heart, I had strong faith in them. I had subjugated the senses, and I was strictly following them with body and mind. So, our goal is going back to Godhead. I was reading a few days ago, time see also this thing, go through. Prabhupada one place saying that even before going, thinking of before going back to Godhead, our first business is to carry out the order of Guru, Sadguru, a pure devotee. And the pure devotee's symptom is there, and pure devotional service. Let us say, what is pure devotional service? He said, sarvapadhi vinir muktam, give up all false ego of designation we have, tatparatena nirmalam. How one become pure? One who is surrendered completely. So, nirmalam. And engaged in his service. He become nirmalam, become free from all contaminant. Rishikena, rishikesa. Sevanam. Rishikena means by the senses. Rishikesa, the master or the owner of the senses, controller of the senses. That means Lord. Krishna. Sevanam. Serving him. Serving him. And what is service? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that what pleases that person who deserves service, that means Guru or Krishna. Now we have to see that Prabhupada said the secret of success in devotional life is pleasing the Sadguru or representative of Krishna. And who is representative of Krishna? We know one, Prabhupada once said, Who is Guru? I know. He said, one who is mad after Krishna. One place Prabhupada said that. And different other place, different things say. Actually, Guru Tattva is also like God, is fathomless. But you can have an idea what Prabhupada has given in the scripture and in the scripture, Sadhu Shastra Guru. Samitpani Satyam Brahmanishtam. One is 24 hours, all the time engaged in Krishna's service. And Samitpani, if one is interested to go back to Godhead, if one is interested to render pure devotional service, then he should go approach him. Tad vidhi pranipatena. That means prakrishta rupe nipatito. That means surrender to him completely and be a menial servant to him. Carry out his order. Puriprasnena sevaya. When you serve, then you can ask him relevant questions. So that you can become Krishna conscious. These are requirements. In short, we are telling what Prabhupada said, and also there is a book given, published, compiled by one of our God brother. I think he's also GBC. And here he said, spiritual master and disciple. That is saying, actually anybody who is a pure devotee is as good as a spiritual master. Only we live in an institution, so they have to select sometime. Otherwise, pure devotee is self-effulgent. And we may be liberated, may not, but one is a path of liberation, still he can also give initiation. So, Prabhupada set up all this example. Here he is saying that what Narad Muni said, these are our guidelines. Another place Prabhupada said, our guideline is tadero charano sevi. We should follow, not copy, the footprints of our acharyas. Essence of it, depending on time, circumstance and places, the spiritual master gives to his disciple, one who should be disciplined. That means whether he likes or dislikes, he should try his best to carry out his order. Every father, every guru try to train up his disciple, train up his son, father, and thereby so that he become qualified. In future, he also become like him. So, Prabhupada gave out everything, and his guru gave everything to him, like that this is going on from time immemorial. Krishna gave, he is the first Adi Guru. And from Krishna, the other learned, the Lakshmi, from that Sri Sampada is coming. Then, Brahma, Kumara, Rudra, and thus from them four sampada is coming. Let us find Krishna in Bhagavad Gita saying, millions of years ago, he gave this knowledge to Sun God. Then again, he 5,000 years ago, same thing he is repeating to Arjuna. Same thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Sanatana Rupa Goswami. Same thing Prabhupada is giving. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur said, you should give up all your false ego, be very humble and approach, be really serious. So thus, there are various types of followers there. It is Srimad Bhagavatam mentioned that the best is who can understand his spiritual masters, likes and dislikes and acts, and strictly follow his instruction. And then next one, which is not so good, he strictly follow just his instruction. And third one is as much as he can, he does. And the fourth, who is almost, he just take initiation and goes on his own way, independent. He, you can say, almost not a follower or a disciple. Or a neophyte, simply follow what is there in the book, that's all. He doesn't think of seriously, you know, Guru Mukha Padavakka Chitrata Koryavakka Anna Koryamanyas. One should take Guru's message as life and soul. Otherwise, simply you do external, give some service, give some present, this, that, you cannot go much, make much progress. See, and as you surrender to Krishna or his representative, what happens? automatically you develop, you are decorated all the good qualities of God, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. As moment one surrendered to Krishna under the guidance of his spiritual master, what happens? He becomes very simple. He becomes pure, like a Brahmin. He is Sarvopakarak. He does. He is a well-wisher of all living entities. He is Bodhanna. He is benevolent. He is munificent. He is great. That's like 26 qualities Chaitanya Chaitanya written. Prabhupada told, you want to go back to Godhead? You want to become a Vaishnava? Ask yourself. At night, or every Akadashi, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, you have developed all these qualities? It doesn't matter where you are situated, what ashram you are, or what service you are doing, pujari, or you are sannyasi, or this, that. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, slow and steady wins the race. Whether you can or cannot, try your best. And to surrender, and you will develop all these qualities. You can be a sweeper in the temple, you can be a pujari, you can be a good lecturer, good dancer, singing, all these things. Or book distributing, you will definitely get some benefit out of it. But if you want to become a Vaishnava, you must develop all these qualities. You can have a passport, but you cannot go somewhere without the visa. And this is visa, Prabhupada says. This is visa. Visa means unless you have got this, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Do you want to go? Then you have to develop this. And same thing, when Krishna, and he was there, what is his name? Krishna is going away from this world, the spiritual world, and he had confidential talk with his very intimate best friend, one, and follower, Uddhava, who is a great devotee. Uddhava said, I also want to go with you, the spiritual world. No, you go to Badrinath. They have conversation, and Krishna was telling what is devotional service in detail. That's in 11th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, please see. And there, Krishna also mentioned, who is a Vaishnava? He developed all these, there it mentioned 28. Like that. We should ask. Am I, Prabhupada said, becoming a bhakta means, am I developing attachment to chanting, dancing? Of course, everybody is attached to Krishna Prasad. Attachment. I was very much attached to these sages. According to our attachment, our destination will be decided. Whatever you did and where your attachment is. So devotional service means develop attachment. Anything related to Krishna, Krishna's dham, we have come here now in Vrindavan. Prabhupada aunt, every day come to Mahavati, get up, take bath. Does not matter who you are, big devotee, small devotee. You must get up, take bath early in the morning in Brahma Muhurta. You must come to Mangalarati. You must chant your at least 16 rounds very nicely early in the morning. You should listen Harikatha from realized soul. That means those who are dhira, those who are controlled over their senses. You have then take prasad, and the duty assignment given to you by guru or authority, you dedicate your life, do your best, work very, very hard for the propagation of Krishna consciousness. If we don't commit offense to the Vaishnava, perhaps even there is chance in one life we can go back to God. That is what Prabhupada said. I didn't give you anything. Very simple thing. Very simple. Everybody knows this. But if you add when I go away, if you subtract what I give, then I don't. Everything will be watered down. Don't change. I ask you, take Krishna Prasad cooked by the devotee. This thing Krishna likes, this thing you offer. And then 80. Pranoi, you give your life, you cannot give. Arthoi, what you want, give that. Give your body, give your everything, give to Krishna for the pleasure of Krishna. And you can ask how much we are giving. Automatically you make a progress in devotional service. First of all, you must have little faith, adhu shraddha. That's why I say, shraddha dhanasya. So, the steps, it is a sign, first have got shraddha, then bhajana kriya, you act accordingly, in association with the devotees. Adhu shraddha tata sadhu sangha, that means associated with the devotees. Then bhajana kriya, you take initiation, see who can dispel your doubt, whom you can see him as good as God, and take his word very seriously, whom you can think, make you attached to Krishna, take you back to Godhead. Anartha nibbitti, then all the dirty things of your heart, I am this body, I am man, I am woman, I am sannyasi, I am grihastha, all these things will go. False ego up, I am this, I am that. Of course, Prabhupada says, there are many other things there. In the short, four there, anatta. In detail, there are many. Anatta, contamination. And this, to become free from this anatta, sometimes it takes many, many lives. That is why many come to become devotee. Prabhupada mentioned, pseudo-devotees. Looks like externally is all right. In India, many like that, tilak mala, all these things. But have they got all these qualities? No. Then he's not a devotee. He gets that person. He's just cheating himself. That's all. Once some saintly person, he found his devotee, he got initiation, this, that, and he became doing lot of service, this, that, and got married, and they found some problem. He doesn't like. He said, I'm thinking to take sannyas. Then his guru says, now you got married, why you want to take sannyas? No, I want to take sannyas, I don't like. No, you enjoyed everything, you have the responsibility to your wife, to your children. You bring them up, make them Krishna conscious. Otherwise you want to become sannyas, just take a dress, take a danda, and get all the facilities of Mahaprasad, little strong, don't mind, and get dandavat, that's all. Better you develop quality of sannyasi. There are many, my disciples, men, women, boys, girls, they collect so much money, they are not attached to that money. They are as good as sannyasi. Don't mind, sometimes, I just repeat what Prabhupada said. That is what he said. He asked one of his disciples, get up, now, speak. He said, I don't know what to speak in front of you. Get nervous. Just speak what I say, that's all, that is preaching. You are not preacher, I am the preacher. You just repeat, and thereby you become purified. That is your business. If you act accordingly, automatically you become. Father wants, his son become like him, that's all. So Prabhupada said, once in one occasion, maybe disappearance of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in a moving voice, Prabhupada is saying, I did not know, at the age of 70, I took the risk and came to your country. I asked to train up, I tried, ask people give some son. Have you have got four sons? Nobody. Everybody is reluctant in India. So Maharaj, what will happen to become, if my son become a Brahmin, a Vaishnava? Here, after all, he has to struggle for existence. So I thought they are all copying America or Russia or Western country. All right, I'll go there, make these boys and girls bhakta. And bring them here and see. So he went and he found the people are in so much in mode of ignorance and passion, day and night work hard and mad after sense enjoyment. But Prabhupada prayed to Krishna. My dear Krishna, you must have some purpose. You have brought me here. Now do whatever you like. I understand. Sometimes somebody is a good. He is pulling the string, the pull, and make toy dance. You can also make me dance as you like. You may bring words from my lips, which could make other attracted towards you, and thus I can make them bhakta, person. And they become free from mode of passion and ignorance, and they become joyful, come to the mode of pure goodness, and they all that. Attachment will be cut to pieces and all the doubts will be cleared, misgivings. who was very nicely, was praying in Jaladut and writing in Bengali. And exactly thing happened, because a pure devotee only surrendered completely. God is conscious. So if devotee who is surrendered, who is accepting which is favorable for Krishna consciousness, reject what is unfavorable, has got firm faith that Krishna will protect him, Krishna will maintain him, and he accepts Krishna's desire as his desire, and he is always meek and humble, thinks himself most fallen. And this is surrender. It can be explained more detail. The Prabhupada did all. Prabhupada risked his life. Prabhupada said, now ISKCON has got a footing. Everywhere in the world I go, even at the dead of night, 1 o'clock, Prabhupada was in Athens, and some in Greece, somebody saw and said, oh, look, this is Hare Krishna. He's shaved head, and it's Shikha. And Prabhupada said, because you all, the nice boys and girls from this Western country, came forward to help me. Maybe past life you did service to Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My Guru Maharaj, seeing, I took it some seriously. I did not know this will happen. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire is fulfilled to some extent. Because I remember, I took the words of my Guru Maharaj very seriously and tried to implement it, put into practice. And today, there is a footing of Krishna consciousness throughout the world. People respect it. And Prabhupada was overwhelmed, his voice choked up. And he said, as I did, took it seriously and tried to put into practice, fulfill his desire. So he provided everything. You should also take the words of your spiritual master very seriously. My Guru Maharaj said, do 10 times what I did. I tried. So you should also do. And my Guru Maharaj said, if you do it, your life will be successful. Means you will become Krishna conscious, you will become Vaishnava pure, and you will go back to Godhead and make many people's lives joyful, happy, and help them to go back to God. So here we are here. Everything is there in Prabhupada's book, Prabhupada said. I'll be here forever. As long as we associate with Prabhupada, through his message, through his bani, he is still there. And Prabhupada's present generation, many are doing very good. They are given responsible position also. Nowadays, our leaders giving, some of them doing. Many came. We don't see many now, because everybody will be tested. Each of us will be tested every day, every moment. Krishna says to Sudama Vipra in during the course of his conversation, I, staying within the heart of all, watch who is strictly following the order of the Guru, Sadguru, and who strictly follow, I become most pleased with him. It is said in scripture, Sang Siddhi Haritosana. If Krishna is pleased, then he achieves all perfection. Whether you can or not, whether you like or don't like, our business is instruction of the Guru, Sadguru, is life and soul, and one should do his best to carry out his order, whether he can or not. And thereby, Prabhupada said, just in the battlefield, commander asks, march forward! And you see in the front the soldiers. He may die, sure he may die, he'll be shot dead. Some don't care, some scared, don't go, some cautious. Whoever goes forward and face the enemy, fight, carry out the order of the commander, Prabhupada says, he will get a gold medal. So whether you can or not, you must got to do it if you really want to achieve success. That's all. And it is still there, Prabhupada's instruction. One has to put into practice, then he can achieve success. It is very simple in one sense. In another sense, it may be very difficult. If you are not determined, if you are not enthusiastic, if you don't take your Guru's word very seriously. So Prabhupada said, unless you are obedient, unless you are submissive, unless you are surrendered, unless you carry out Guru's order, you cannot be successful. You cannot become. You surrender. You are obedient. You are submissive. Ask relevant question. Do your best with enthusiasm. Work very, very hard to please him. Rest assured you will develop all these good qualities and you become a Vaishnava. There are many, many examples there. Prabhupada is living example. Even before he is leaving his body, he is trying to steal. Prabhupada said devotion. Bhakti means devotional service. You have to serve Krishna. Service means what Guru says, just do that. Then he will be pleased and secret of success, jasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. If your devotee is pleased, Krishna is pleased. If Krishna is pleased, he achieve perfection. That's all. Very simple. And Prabhupada did that at the risk of his life. In order to get something, everybody has to pay the price proper. Without paying price proper, we cannot achieve this. It's very simple. Nonsense. There are bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. Still he showed how. He said, I was reading so many books and one day I told my Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj said, you're a fool. Prabhupada said, so you want to make a guru? Want to surrender something? Go to him like a fool. Forget your past experience. Forget your, you have studied so many books, you have experience. Forget that. Remain a fool. So my Guru said, did I tell you to read all these books? Did I tell you do this, do that? I asked you to chant Hare Krishna. Then I started chanting Hare Krishna. Then again I told, saw once Guru, I said, now I have no control over myself. I go on chanting. Sometimes laugh, sometimes cry. Prabhupada said, my Guru is very pleased with me, he said. I am very pleased with you because you have achieved perfection. You have attained love of God. So this is, from this we can learn what our great Acharyaji Prabhupada did, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur did, Bhakti Vinod Gaur Kishore Das Babaji did, Bhakti Vinod Thakur did. We have to follow their footprint, not copy them necessarily. Not go here, go there to, again, to take advice from others. We simply stick to one person, be a chaste lady like that. And he becomes sati. So disciples should be like that. And get all the treasure of Guru, what Guru got. Yeah. Prabhupada said, Bhukta Aram Jagatavasam, Krishna is the proprietor of everything. He is the enjoyer. He is the best friend. Knowing this, one is a pure devotee, one should take shelter to pure. Because he is dearest to Krishna. And when Prabhupada said, I went with 40 rupees to America, $3. Within 1 hour, he can spend it. He doesn't know whether he go left or right or where. Only he had got a letter to stay somebody's house for some time from Mathura, Agrawal, and his wife. And after that, where he will go, where he'll get my... He doesn't know. But he's completely surrendered to Krishna. So Krishna provided him, Prabhupada said, I went with 40 rupees. Now Krishna gave me what? I have got so many temples throughout the world, manpower, temple, and to run this temple, pay the rent of the houses unless it belongs to us, the owner. And feeding all these boys and girls, clothing them. Where does all these things come? Lakhs of rupees every day spending. Where all these things come? Krishna is sending, my Guru is sending. Prabhupada has got faith. Prabhupada said, my Guru is watching, and a previous Acharya is watching. This provided, they send you all nice boys and girls from Western country. So, we have some success. And Prabhupada was in a moving way, just telling. But still, some of us are so contaminated, so obstinate, and have no much faith, we go astray. But it is very nice, still devotees are coming, still some stay, still some stick to, and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, slow and steady wins the race. We may become big shot in the limelight or big gun or not, like Mickey Mouse, but you can slow and steadily move forward and go back to Godhead easily. Anybody, whether present generation or past generation, does not matter. We simply have to follow the footprint. Tadero charana sevi bhakta sanibad. Our business is follow their footprint, follow the instruction of Guru. Very simple. Try our best. This is our life and soul. That's all. And they are watching. They will reward you as you deserve. As your sincerity, according to sincerity, seriousness, enthusiasm, you will get. Prabhupada said, once we didn't have enough room. I remember in very place, Prabhupada said to a letter to George Harrison or somebody. I forgot. He said, work very, very hard. Now you are young boys and girls, maybe temple patients or something. When the iron rod, steel rod, is very hot, you beat him and can give shape easily. So you are not young boys and girls. If you work very, very hard, if you are very, very sincere, serious, and work very, very hard for this Krishna consciousness, propagate Krishna consciousness, in following the instruction of your Guru, Krishna can give you anything and everything. Then we found, within a not in no time, got this big building in the manor. I still remember, I used to take note of all these things, Prabhupada's letter. When Prabhupada's secretary was there, his name was Shyam Sundar. And he has got also a deputy, something like that. His name was Jai Hari. I don't know whether he's here or not. Doesn't matter. Every letter he's sending, I go through. I feel I was living with Prabhupada. Prabhupada is, I am sitting by his side. Such a nice association. Enlivened. Still, somehow or other, I am carrying on in ISKCON there and following Prabhupada's instruction, not jumping to here and there. So still, I may not be big guy, but at least I am following Prabhupada. And hope he is watching whether I am sincere or serious. And so, I am repeating what he said. In this age, age is manda. That means Kali Yuga. Everybody, nobody is that much serious to become Krishna conscious. Few days ago, somebody told me, one Gyastha, Maharaj, I can't get up early in the morning. So, but Prabhupada said, you have to get up. I am a Gyastha. It is not possible. Oh, I see. But you have to pay the price. You may not be in the temple. Make your house the temple. I will try. And then I told this thing Prabhupada said everybody has to do. Well, I may don't like to go back to God in this life. So what will happen? I say, you are going slowly, that means. That means you are not serious. Actually, you promised me. This initiation means you promised in front of fire, in front of Narayan, in front of Vaishnav, that I will do this. This is an agreement. If you don't follow, Guru is unfortunate. He might have to suffer. You are promising all these things. And you cannot, he can't train you up. Because you are not following, he is not watching everything, what you are doing. Like that, he is very unfortunate. Misfortune. And in your case, is you are going astray. You don't want what can be done. Simply by Shahadis doesn't make anything. It's just a formality. Tilak Mala, this is just the beginning. Are worshipping deity. You have to be serious to go back to God. It's a high price you have to pay. Without paying price, nobody can get something. As you deserve, you'll get it accordingly. Say again, King. And he said, Maharaj, from now on, I'll try. Husband is saying. I say, and so many other things. I say, you know, did I commit offense? You know, ask yourself whether you are honest or not. You know yourself what you are doing. And Krishna knows everything. You can cheat somebody for some time. You cannot cheat everybody every time. At least you cannot cheat God. You are cheating simply yourself. That's all. Better become surrendered, obedient to good sadhu, take initiation and act accordingly with your best ability. Take it very seriously with enthusiasm and surrender. Rest assured you will make progress, no doubt. And if you develop attachment to Krishna completely, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime, Krishna's prasad, of course. No, sometimes I eat here and there, I'm admitting. That is exceptional case. Take cook by the devotees possible, as much as possible, you know, and accordingly will be rewarded. If you are serious, strictly follow what Guru said, and Krishna is telling to Sudama Vipra,
I watch everything, every moment, what you are doing. And if you strictly follow everything, and I am most pleased with him, and Krishna is pleased, we achieve all perfection and go back to Godhead. Time is almost over. In a few minutes there. I just want to learn something. If somebody can enlighten, there's some God brothers here and devotees. They can also add something. And if I have something wrong, say, I've not got a good sharp memory now at present, according to doctor. So if I make some mistake, you can also correct me and add something. Any question there, I will try to answer if I know. Thank you very much. And then ask a comment. Add something if you like for good of me, for my good, to enlighten and also others. Hare Krishna. Or any question? What was it? Speak 40 minutes. Something like that, 40 minutes I spoke. Yes. So, no comment, no question. So I thank you very much for giving your time. Hare Krishna.